This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is a bad, you know, this song is so great, but it's so bad.
It is.
I was watching a Kung Fu movie the other day on Tubi. Tubi got Kung Fu movies now.
How's the acting world going?
I really haven't reached out because I've been busy. Man, I've been busy. I got to keep my people right, man. I'm afraid to leave, y'all, because if I leave, it's gonna all hell going to break loose.
All hell breaks loose anyway with you here.
It does.
Make it but sound like you're
worse.
Keeping this place
worse.
In order.
Yeah, you're not
I'll
helping
you, I wasn't coming to work today, man. I had to go save Don, but I had to come to work. I made an executive decision.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if
everyone's better off for it.
Well, I wonder if Sunday at the airport you're going to make a quick pivot and hop on a plane Vegas instead of Tampa.
I got to go to Clearwater, man. I got to go. I got to do my job, man. But when I heard she lived in the car, I was like, I gotta save her.
You could be a hero.
Do you, Joe, because you do not understand. When I was growing up, they came out with that video and it was her and the other girl. They had on black dresses and they were singing Hold On To Your Love. And it was like phenomenal. And when I heard she was living in the car, I was like, you know what? I'm about to shoot my shot.
Well, and listen, if you need a few days to go be a hero, we will support you here on the Midday Show. There's no question. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Do the Eagles have too much money tied up on the offense, which I think they do have a lot more tied up on offense. That's obvious. That's a part of the reason why these defensive players are being allowed to walk. Is it too much? Have the scales tipped too far? I think they have. I wish we had a little bit more on the defense. But 80% of people are in Camp Hugh Douglas here. They don't believe they have too much money.
Wait a minute. You just dropped that nugget at the end of the show. 80%?
80%.
Boy, what? I am having a great week.
All that means is there are a lot of people out there who are misguided. That's all. That's all.
I am having a great week.
A lot of misguided people out there.
I am having a great week, boy, right. I tell you.
I want to revisit this.
I did it the wrong way. I couldn't leave work today. I had to be here.
Okay. By the way, because you're in I told you so mode, I gotta. No, you are. You are. Okay. Kyle, I didn't want to have to do this. I didn't want to have to. But now I do.
Well,
I'm gonna go back. I want to revisit something. All right. Just quickly here. Just let me go find it. I'm gonna revisit something, because if we remember 2 years ago,
the
Eagles.
No.
Well, you don't.
But anyway, okay. I digress. The floor is yours.
Let me lay it out. 2 years ago, post Super Bowl trip, right? The Eagles lost Javon Hargrave. They lost T.J. Edwards.
Grave Digger.
They lost C.J.G.J. Right.
Yes.
They lost five members off of a very good defense that helped them get to the Super Bowl. And we did a show 2 years ago, and the poll question that day was, in light of recent events, are you panicking over the state of the Eagles' defense in 2023? Led by No Worries Douglas over here, 69% said not worried, okay? Then they went out and they were the 30th ranked defense. So just because you feel a certain way today doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be in September. I mean, maybe.
No, and that's how it always is. You know how it is, man, with us as fans.
We change our mind.
We change our mind all the time. And I'm not mad at anybody for that because we get new information. Just like when we do this show, our opinions change on a day-to-day basis.
It's one of our core values.
Yeah, I mean, it changes all the time. But as of right now, I think the reason why I'm so comfortable because I see the vision. I saw it years ago. I saw it. So, you know, I'm not as Kyle shakes his head.
It's so brutal.
No,
it is so brutal.
See, you can't get mad because
I saw this coming. I will. I am. I'm tired
of
it.
Wait a minute. I am not gloating. I am not peacocking.
You are smiling ear to ear.
Because I saw this. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then, okay. So you're too wrapped up in what the Eagles think and not what you think.
It is what I think.
Okay, so you agree with the Eagles.
I agree.
Okay, so then if this bites them and the defense is mid or stinks and it holds them back, then you were wrong, and so were the Eagles. I'm putting that on the record now. While you sit there and peacock now, that's out there.
That, you know what I figured out that bothers Kyle more than anything is that it feels like I'm not going to say I was right.
No, you already did that like a million times.
It feels like I was right, and he don't like that.
No, because I feel like we're conflating issues here. Because,
what do you mean?
Because now you've officially put yourself out there that you are aligned with how the Eagles think. So you also think that it's okay to neglect getting good players on the defense, well, no. And they're expendable. So if this hurts them, now, you Kyle, were wrong.
You're simplifying it way more than
No, 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 that's the truth
Kyle,
of it.
It's
that's what it is.
It's Kyle. It's not. It's a pattern that they follow.
That's lovely, beautiful, awesome.
All right. Listen.
It's a pattern. Of
okay, but if the Eagles are wrong, then so are you. If the Eagles turn out to be wrong, then so are you. It's that simple.
Wait a minute.
That's it.
Wait a minute.
Game set.
Yeah.
Match.
No. Like that's the way it's going to be.
But
you've officially aligned yourself with the Eagles.
Wait a minute.
Then you'll live and die with how they end up.
I'm an Eagles sympathizer now.
So here's the thing. The best part of this is he did this 2 years ago. It blew up in his face,
yeah,
and then he came back.
Of course,
he thinks he's right still.
Right. See, wait a minute. There's a pattern of success here that y'all can't see see.
That's obviously true.
There's a pattern.
And that is the trump card for everyone that says this is going to work.
Yes.
The big picture, that the Eagles are very good and very smart, and I agree with that. But sometimes even the smartest people, they go too far with something, right?
Yeah,
like they got it.
But
and,
I don't think this was the case.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? There's two ways that you could win this. There's two. The defense that Fangio is able to cobble together another great defense with a lot of new faces. Or, and this is probably the more likely way it happens, the offense actually performs great all year with all the money they poured there.
You know what I just
That's
realized?
That's the way.
You know what I just realized about both of you guys just now?
Okay.
You guys are super competitive. Like, really, because you just said it's two ways that I win this. This is not a win or loss. This is
wow,
not.
No,
hold on. You've turned this into that.
Yeah, you well, have.
Wait a minute.
Because you walk in here. No, because the minute that we signed Saquon, you were like, well, you tweeted about how right you were. So that you made
I mean,
it about
I was
this.
Right. What's the problem?
But hold on. If you're going to tell us that we're the ones being competitive, you made it a competition,
but
buddy.
No, I was right. But
right.
I was right.
So,
I was,
okay,
I was
there it is.
Out.
No, there you have it. It's now a competition. That's it.
You put the cards on the table.
That's right.
And all we're doing is trying to win the hand.
We're
you put the cards on the table like Limitless.
We're a family. What are we talking about?
Family's fight.
We're not in competition.
Yes, we are.
Well, with this take. Well, the best part is you've ripped this city apart with this take. I mean,
no.
you have torn Philadelphia. Because deep down, every person from here believes in defense. But then they listen to you.
Yes.
And you tell them you're right. And then the Eagles do some things to kind of lend itself to your maybe you are onto
yes.
something. And I'm telling you, you're tearing this city apart.
You're leading these people off a cliff.
I just can't help it, man. That
Jewel is your fault.
I just can't help it. I'm a visionary.
All right, let me. I'm going to just take a deep breath and then take Dennis in Newtown, who says Jewel was right. Hey, Dennis.
God. Yeah, how you doing? Hey, look, everybody. I think this is an 0-17 season coming on us right now with all this stuff that's going on.
Well, you
we're
don't
not
believe
win a game.
That. And no,
we're not going to win a game, Joe. We're not going to. Joe, calm down. You asked Jewel if the Eagles were a better or worse team now. Obviously, they're not the same team that they were. But they don't play their first game till September.
Right.
A lot of things can happen.
Dennis, but today is today. Like, Dennis,
yeah, well,
but there's Dennis, hold on. But there's no point. You know, my favorite part of this, Dennis, is if I had asked you this last year, or Jewel, or the audience, the day they signed Saquon, are they better? Everyone would have said yes. We're very happy to say yes when we feel good. What we do is we hide behind, we'll see what happens when we don't. Let's be real.
I would have said,
Dennis, let's be real.
It made the offense better.
Right.
I would have said it made the offense better.
But you would have said, you would have said overall, they've improved the last few days at the beginning of last year's free agency. Would you not have?
I would have.
So then, Dennis, don't hide behind. It's March.
I'm not hiding.
But you are.
I'm right in front of you.
No, no.
I'm right in front of you.
No, but you came in and said, Joe, it's March. They have a lot of months to play. No one said that last year the day they signed Saquon. No, we didn't do that. Like, so I'm being real. Let's be real both ways. If we get excited when they sign players, it's okay to say, man, this is a bummer. They're worse now. Like, that's okay, Dennis.
I'm telling you. I'm saying to you, they're not the same team they were before free agency. I'm telling you that today.
So then we're good.
But I want to give it some time. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
All right, I agree with you.
It's not over yet.
But would you agree, though, Dennis, would you agree that they've put their cards out there by what they've done and the reporting on this? Because they have the money wrapped up in the offense, they're probably unlikely to go spend big on defensive help. Would you agree with that?
I would say to you that they will spend what they need to spend, and they will draft what they need to draft. And guess what? I think you're not putting enough emphasis on how well they were coached last year as young kids, some of them, okay? And even the 3- and 4-year players played much better last year in that scheme. Mm. You got to factor everything in, Joe, not just 3 days of free agency. That's all I'm saying to you.
I think that's fair, and I know you're being facetious. They're not going to go 0-17.
I am. I just every time I turn the radio on WIP now, it's like the sky's falling. And, you know, you can't put a finger in the bank, it's going to blow up. You know what I mean?
That's Eagles fans doing the nutshell.
I agree. Just, and I'm Eagles, one of those fans. And I have to admit that I fall off the wagon every now and then with that. But I'm willing to give this team a chance based on who they have coaching that defense and how well they've drafted over the last 3 years. That's all I'm saying to you.
And Dennis, I think that's fair. And now, that was much better than Jewel.
You didn't stand up.
No, I'm not upset at Dennis. We can disagree without being upset.
Listen, I agree. That's the other point. We're allowed to have, you know, another side of the argument too, right?
Yeah. Of course we are. That's why we let Hugh in here every day.
Dennis from Newtown, just kind of calm down. Joe from New Hope.
All right, Dennis. I appreciate the call, buddy. We appreciate it. Good stuff.
And can I, like, as a sidebar, can we stop blaming this radio station for every meltdown that this fan base has? Because I'm on social media a lot, and you know I watch my algorithm a lot.
Mm.
This ain't us because I follow a lot of people, and I'm around a lot of people. I ride the elevator to work with some casual Eagle fans, and I ear hustle, and I hear the conversations that are being had. So don't act like, you know, this is the reason why people act the way that they do.
A.J. Brown's tweet summed it up perfectly. Is everyone likes to blame the media?
Yeah.
We're talking about what people are talking about.
What we hear other people talking about on a daily basis.
And the internet is just the worst.
Yeah.
People suck.
It's one of those things, man, where you say, well, you know, you go in there and say, well, WIP, do it. Man, go on with that, man. Everybody's saying that.
Yeah.
I see random individuals say, well, what is Howie doing? What the hell's going on with the Eagles? I'm sick right now. That's not the radio station.
No.
That's people. That's Eagles fans in a nutshell.
And I always love, like, I heard it was Spike that made this point on the afternoon show the other day. Because people always go, like, just be patient. You know, give it time. Like, things are probably going to get better. We never do that when it's the opposite type of thing. When we signed Saquon, nobody was like, well, let's wait. Like, he might suck. Or when we traded for AJ,
we're
like, let's wait, you know, like, yeah, it's like, we're going to the Super Bowl. So, like, everyone just gets mad because they don't like what the opinion is or that it's something that they don't want to hear. They never do the let's just be patient thing when positive things happen.
Yeah.
I get it. But, like, it's going to be okay.
Sure. And we'll react to those things as they happen. I mean, look, last year the Eagles left themselves pretty bare at corner, but then we were all pretty excited the day after the draft, right? Because they had landed Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. So they've left themselves pretty bare at safety right now and then a couple other positions. If they do well in the draft or they sign some guys that they haven't yet or trade for someone, then we'll react accordingly and we'll get excited if they look like they're going to be a great team or however you feel. All right. Before we go any further, Hugh Douglas came in today and he, well, he said he wanted to throw a challenge flag. I think it was in reference to something that happened on the afternoon show a couple weeks ago. Can we hear this audio down in Clearwater?
He says he does 250 push-ups a day.
I do.
Does this look like a guy that does 250?
At 50 a clip. It's not 250 in a row.
That's like, fair. Jesus looks like he can do
five sets of 50, maybe?
Yes, I can do five sets of 50.
That's fair.
I'll do it right here for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you throwing a challenge flag?
Yes. Challenge flag thrown. I was working with Spike yesterday. I love Spike. Spike is one of my favorite hosts at WIP. But I have to give a little context to why I feel the way that I feel. Yesterday we were doing the show, and I was poking the bear a little bit with the Josh Allen stuff. Mm-hmm. So I gave Spike a hug. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of weird, my thought process. But when I hugged him, I was like, Spike's a little dude. And I remember coming in and I told Kyle, I'm like, dude, I didn't know Spike. Like, you see him every day. But I was like, you know, Spike's a little dude. And I think it was Kyle or somebody said, you know, he does 250 push-ups a day. I was like, no, he don't. Can't. Because he has no muscle tone. Like, there's no muscles.
So you're challenging the idea that Spike
200, if he give me, he said he does it every day, and I don't know if he's listening or not. Give me 250 push-ups right now.
Well,
show.
He did say he doesn't do them all at once. 50
oh, he said 50
at a clip.
I kind of assume that. Yeah. I assume that. But, dude, you doing 50 push-ups at a pop, you should have some chest. You know what I mean? You got to have some kind of muscle tone for that.
So the challenge flag's officially being put out there.
Because I remember my brother, I might as well go and say it now, when he was in jail, they used to do they used to call them penitentiary push-ups, where they take a deck of cards. This is way too much information.
Go ahead, keep rolling.
We family now. Yeah. And they would take a deck of cards, and they flipped the cards. The kings, I think the ace was like 20, kings were 10.
This is push-ups you had to do?
Yeah, and every time you flip how many cards, and then you do the push-ups or whatever cards. And he used to tell me, and my brother was swole, like most cats in jail are. He would go through the deck of cards every night.
Wow.
And that's where, for me, he was like, yeah, we used to do penitentiary push-ups because that's what they would do. They would get a deck of cards, and they flip them. And sometimes they'd flip two or three cards. Sometimes they'd flip four cards. You know, whatever it is, and that's how many push-ups they would do. Spike ain't doing no 250 push-ups every day. Because if he was, man, he'd be walking around with some little-ass legs and a big-ass upper body.
So it's funny this came up, and I didn't even realize. I missed that when Jesus Lizardo was brought into this conversation, which now it makes it even funnier as we start the Philly season. So something like this happened at WIP like 10 years ago, where John Johnson had a claim that he could do like 100 straight push-ups. I forget the details, but you know what?
John's a stocky guy, though.
Yeah, no, he's strong. He did it. I watched him do it. I was impressed because my first thought was, that's a lot. I mean, I couldn't do anything like that. But John did it, so I guess now we'll see what Spike does.
Well,
the challenge
it all depends
issue.
Because the way I do push-ups might not be the way he does them. Because there's a way you can do them where
– a little like, quicker,
when you can do it because it's more of an emphasis on your chest.
Sure.
And you want the curvature inside your chest where you do them tight and you keep it tight and you do them quickly. Mm. You have some people that do the full extension. You know, I know he's a little guy, and he's not pushing up as much weight as me. But, dude, he ain't got no muscle tone.
Yeah, well, the thing about us featherweights, there's not that much weight to push.
Yeah, it is, but you would think that if you're doing 250 push-ups a day, dog, you're gonna see some muscles. He ain't got no muscles. That's all.
Did Jesus Lizardo challenge him, or he let that go?
I don't think they let him. I think I got them.
Yeah, and Jesus is new here. He's probably just trying to figure out what the heck's wrong with all of us. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's go back to the phone lines. All right, challenge flagged by Hugh. I have sufficiently calmed down this segment.
I told y'all what penitentiary push-ups. That was funny.
I know.
So you've calmed down, but have you seen this next caller?
Jay in West Philly.
Ha 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 ha
What's up, Jay?
He's coming in for the kill.
What are you all worked up about? Every player that you sit here worried about, you was getting rid of last year anyway.
When did I ever get rid of Milton Williams? I mean, like, what are you talking about?
Wasn't he on the 23 defense that was 30th ranked? Then you worried about half man, half a season, Josh Sweat?
That's pretty. That's pretty good. I kind of like that one, Jay.
He said half man, half a season.
He went against a backup offensive tackle, and now you all worried about what he gonna do. Then you was getting rid of Slay. You ain't like Slay. So half the people you wanted gone is gone. What you complaining about?
You got anything else or just that?
Joe's trying to
high road you today, Jay.
Joe's not going to engage today. He's not engaging.
I'm just wondering if you've got anything else besides Slay.
I'm asking questions. Now, you worried about, was you going to pay Milt Williams $26 million?
Again, you're missing the point.
I'm asking you a question.
Well, Jay, if I don't have any money left, I can't. That's the point.
If you had money, you gonna pay him that? He had four sacks. What do you have? Four sacks this year?
So Jay, here's what I'll say.
Answer the question.
Jay, if I were the Eagles and I had the cap room, I would have brought back Milton Williams. Absolutely.
And that's exactly why you sit there talking about it. Okay. Only a foolish team would pay him $26 million.
The funniest part is, Jay, 4 or 5 years ago, the Milton Williams of, now you're gonna talk over me because you don't want to hear the truth. 5 years ago, the Milton Williams of that free agent class was Javon Hargrave.
He got cut.
No, Jay, your hearing is off. 5 years ago is when the Eagles signed him, and he helped them get to a Super Bowl. He got cut when he was old with the Niners. I wouldn't have signed him then because he was older. Milton Williams, now stop talking. I'm tired. Like, if you're going to call the show, shut up while I talk. Like, it's annoying. Like, if you're going to call, and we'll have a conversation, we'll go back and I let you talk. Like, but like, 5 years ago, they signed Milton Williams because he was a 26-year-old defensive tackle. That's the kind of free agent the Eagles prioritize and go get. They don't let him walk away. Why'd they let him walk away? Because they didn't have the money this time. Go ahead, Jay.
He wasn't worth the money. Cool. He wasn't worth the money at all. You're going to see this year when he get up there. You all worked up about everything. You got a pregame show this Sunday. The season ain't starting nowhere near that.
Hold it together. We got.
We're here about Orenberg's.
We got 30 minutes.
I'm good. I'm good.
You worried about all these backup players? Ain't Jalen Carter still there?
Who's a backup player that they lost on defense? Orenberg, yes.
Yeah, you worried about Orenberg?
I'm not worried about. I don't care. I don't care about Orenberg. How about the starters they lost, Jay?
You wanted Slade going there last year,
and then he was better than I anticipated.
Oh, okay. So now you want to? You just say 2-2. They want to make it to playoffs. Now you're worried about everybody that was on defense.
It was the best defense in Eagles history.
Yeah, and it was 1 year. We got the coach here.
Oh, the coach. How about that coach? We talked about this already, Jay. When we talk, we go back and forth. How about the coach that's had the 25th ranked defense multiple times? Vic Fangio walks on water now, as if he doesn't need talent.
He had talent before, and when he had talent before, he was top 10, top 15.
And then when he didn't have enough talent, what happened to his defenses?
He got talent this year. He's going to have talent next year. Okay. As long as he got Jalen Carter, he got talent. That whole defense revolved around him.
How about 2 years ago? What happened?
Wasn't that Patricia?
What happened to the defense revolving around Jalen Carter 2 years ago?
The rest of those dudes stink.
There you go, Jay. The problem is if you put bums around great players, you're not guaranteed to have a great defense. Now, we'll see what they put around them. Maybe they will put great players around them. Maybe they'll have good players. I don't know yet. For as much as you say, we don't know what they're going to say, I can say the same thing. We don't know what they're going to put here next to these guys. We will. They have the rest of free agency. They have the draft. They got to get more players. But Jay walked right into what I said. This idea that Milton Williams and Josh Sweat aren't good players, or Darius Slay's not a good player because we lost them, is the most coping I've heard here in 5 years. It's ridiculous. Maybe they're replaceable, but the idea they're not good because we decided or we couldn't pay them is coping. It is coping. Like, it's nonsense. Like, the whole NFL watched Milton Williams play, and multiple teams offered $60, $70, $80 million, $100 million. They're all dumb, and we're smart. Maybe. I mean, we'll find out. 215-592-9494. All right. We got a couple pieces. I told you I'm good.
You're not good.
I'm good enough. All right.
One more segment, buddy.
Good job, I guess.
We got Jay out of the way, which is really...
I feel like I kept it together with Jay.
A little nervous. A little nervous over here, but it's cool.
You're nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why are you nervous?
I didn't stand up that time. You didn't, but no. You could tell, like, you kept your composure, but boy, it was close. It was close. Okay. You did a good job, though. I respect that.
Okay. On the other side, we have to say goodbye to an Eagle great that seems to have played his final snaps with us. What it means for next season as well. That's coming up. Midday Show, 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.